It's a very good question. It's a very complex question. There's an international standard on summing the loudnesses. And what you do is you can't add, if you take the complex sound in the phone region, you can't just add those up even when you get the sone, unless you do two things. The first one is if you stay within the third octave bands, because then you can say it's within a critical band and we don't get masking effects. If you're taking a better spectrum than that, then there are some really complex curves because you do get masking effects even if you're off by a certain amount of degrees or hertz. And so I stayed away from that completely because then the amount of scripts I'd be writing to calculate this goes up immensely. But it's doable. And the third octave isn't as perfect because the lower end of the critical bandwidth curve doesn't match up to the third octave bandwidth at the lower end. But if somebody wanted to do this in a real way, this is what the previous talker said, you know, of 100 and say it's the end of it. There's two things that need to be done. One is you want to do this with a lot of singers. But the amount of calculation that goes into it, it would take you a little while. The second one is you'd probably want to take it a higher spectral resolution, then pull in the masking effects that have been studied. But even then, that's hard. These are averages, and even though we have averages when it comes to audibility, there's nothing average about an individual's physiology, and individuals have a very different physiology, and overall we can get these averages. And all this auditory stuff has come from averages, and we do the best we can. Thank you.